Nairobi Health Show. I am recording from the deck of my mother's condo. Beautiful Abbotsford, British Columbia. Beautiful British Columbia. I'm not sure what kind of background sounds you might hear or how this audio will be, but the birds are singing. It's a beautiful, clear day. My dog is beside me and will hopefully be good during this episode. And I want to talk to you today about a very fascinating enzyme called xylose isomerase. You may be thinking that this is the strangest sounding supplement you've ever heard of, and you may be right. However, if you suffer from bloating, gas, indigestion, or other digestive issues, it's something you will want to know about and try. It is referred to as a magic pill by many people who try it. It has a catalytic role. Here's the sciencey stuff. Don't worry, I'll go through it quickly. It converts xylose to xylulose, and it offers significant benefits, especially in managing fructose malabsorption. Now, fructose malabsorption is a genetic condition, and people have it to varying degrees. And chances are, you or someone in your family has some element of it. One kind of gut check, literally, is this. If you eat an apple, does it hurt your stomach? Eating an apple should not hurt your stomach if everything is working fine in your digestive system. But if it does, there's a very good chance that your stomach has a tough time digesting fructose. And fructose is in a lot of stuff, it turns out. And so, if you're having digestive issues, fructose is a sneaky thing that's put into a lot of prepared foods. It's in a lot of restaurant foods. And it's something that you may have thought, I ate a very healthy meal. Why would my stomach hurt? It could be because there's fructose. However, this is not the only condition that enzymes generally and xylose isomerase aid with. As you know, enzymes are critical for our digestion. And our modern diet, unfortunately, is full of things that break down and destroy enzymes, bacteria, prebiotics, and probiotics that occur naturally in our stomach. So, fructose malabsorption isn't the only issue people have digesting food, but it's a big one, hard to diagnose. It's often self-diagnosed. Oftentimes, people will simply try an enzyme like this before they eat, and then eat, and knowing that that particular meal makes them feel bloated or gassy or have pain, they then can tell whether the enzyme that they take before they eat helps or not. It's a fantastic personal experiment that you can do on yourself at any time, of course. Now, again, fructose malabsorption isn't the only thing that people struggle with when it comes to digestion. We have xylose isomerase only in one of our supplements. Our only real direct digestive supplement is Eat Anything RX. And one of the things we did is we developed this for fructose malabsorption and other malabsorption issues. However, there are so many digestive issues. It's estimated that 60 to 70 million people have some sort of digestive disorder. That what we did is we went ahead and made xylose isomerase the all-star enzyme in Eat Anything RX. But then what we did is add APLC, which is a enzyme blend for general digestive support. We added amylase for carbohydrate digestion, protease to break down proteins, lipase to digest fats, and cellulase to help digest fiber and plant cellulose. Now, you might be thinking, well, shouldn't our stomach just kind of figure out how to do all that stuff? And the answer is yes, ideally, if we lived in a perfect world. However, between genetics, we don't all have perfect genetics, and some have a better stomach biomicrome right out of the gate genetically. But then as we eat processed foods and there's preservatives that go into our stomach and are destroying some of the bacteria in our stomach, especially over time, our modern society really wreaks havoc on our digestive system. So bloating, gas, and indigestion are the most common experiences. Then, of course, there's actual diseases that people sadly are dealing with as well. And of course, in any of this discussion, I recommend if you're having constant issues with digestion, you definitely want to see a professional and rule out that you don't have some underlying medical condition that needs to be treated. But as far as the mundane challenges of a digestive health, you really ought to do some experimentation with xylosisomerase, other enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics, all of which we do include in Eat Anything RX. So make sure and use the code PODCAST to save 10% if you want to give it a try. Now, a little bit of a deeper dive into digestive issues. Processed foods are a culprit, as I've already mentioned. Try to avoid them. Try to eat as few processed foods as possible, and this will definitely help your digestion, especially not just eliminating processed foods, but replacing them with fruits and veggies. Stress has a major effect on your stomach. As a matter of fact, have you ever noticed how sometimes you hear some bad news and you feel it in your gut? There is absolutely a relationship between your stress levels and your digestive health. So consider some form of a mindfulness practice or stress program to help yourself to have better digestion, believe it or not. A sedentary lifestyle, of course, also is not helping our digestive situation. So exercise, this is why we talk about in the Dairobi Undiet, exercise every single day. Your entire body requires it, even your digestive system. Your eating habits, we eat too quickly and we eat too much. So try to eat slowly. And by simply eating slowly, you will eat less and you'll enjoy your food more. And then there's just natural food sensitivities and allergies. These are tougher. Seeing an allergist can help, of course. All of the things I mentioned before can also aid with allergies, but seeing a professional who can help you with allergies, that is a great idea as well, because it could be you have a digestive issue that is caused by some sort of food allergy that may surprise you. And then we have microbiome disruptions, such as taking too many antibiotics, and this leads to a condition called dysbiosis, which can lead to digestive issues. And you can solve this one by making sure that you have probiotic foods such as yogurt, kimchi, sauerkraut, and kombucha. And dehydration. Our body is made of water. We need a lot of water. Make sure and drink half your body weight in ounces every single day. So there you have it, a short little podcast on xylosisomerase, digestive issues generally. And again, if you're struggling with these things, of course, it would be wise to rule out a major underlying condition by seeing a healthcare professional. But treating yourself as your own best science experiment and trying something like Eat Anything RX, try cutting down on processed foods, try exercising more, try drinking more water, and the combination of the right things for you can hopefully help with digestive issues. And then you can get back to the natural state we all hope for, which is where we eat good, healthy foods. And they don't hurt our stomach. They don't cause bloating and gas or pain. And we can live a healthy, happy lifestyle. Until next time, this is Dave Sherwin wishing you health and success.